Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
It's a great name for a song. The song is called Smokers Outside the Hospital Door. This is Shane Beattie here on Lunchtime Live in for Andrea. And as you know, we've been doing a deep dive of some of our favourite albums to explore the stories behind them. What did the band really think of each other? Where did the inspirations from the songs come from? Well, joining me today from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience is Alan Buckley to discuss the life and work of editors. Afternoon, Alan.
Hey, Shane. How are you? Great to be here.
Now, I'm a music philistine, I have to say. I'm useless about stuff like this. So editors, I know nothing about them.
I don't want to say anything about Andrea's absence.
She was good on Calvin Harris last week.
I sense a shared kinship in the music takes. Okay, yes. Well, so we've covered a huge, diverse range of music since we started doing this about a year ago. When I was researching this album today from 2007, I was reminded of why we kind of, or where we first started, which was an album called Rumours by Fleetwood Mac, mm-hmm. which during the making of which contained two divorces, breakups, addiction issues, constant fighting, changes of studios, and all round chaos. And now I'm going to introduce you to five young men from Birmingham in England who all attended music college together. Tom Smith, the lead singer, his parents are science teachers in Stroud in Gloucestershire, and he does marathons for charity. I have found evidence of no televisions being thrown out of hotel bedrooms here. These are nice young men.
Sounding a bit boring, to be honest.
It sounds a bit like that, but you know what? That's the thing about the diversity in the music business is that not everybody is going to be the Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Not all of your songs are going to be born out of tragedy and trauma. These are very, very talented people. I came across this album, probably over 15 or 16 years ago. And I have to tell you, for the most part, I'm kind of allergic to new music. I don't mean I will not spend time listening to new music, but it takes quite a bit of effort for me to go, okay, I'm going to be open to something new, because I am that old grumpy man who just harks back to a time when music was wonderful.
I even hate going to a gig and the artist does their new stuff. You just want them to play the hits.
Tonight, we're not going to play any of our hits. Yeah. We're just going to do our new stuff.
Too mainstream. Here's this niche new stuff. I can tell you my only knowledge of editors, by the way, is I'd never heard of them before, but I was working at Oxygen in Punchestown in about 2005, and I was working for MTV VH1, and they had this makeshift studio, and suddenly everyone got really, really excited and started saying, the editors are here, editors are here. I thought they meant the TV editors for the show, but it was the band.
It was, and that was around the time. They'd released their first album in 2005. And that it was called The Back Room, and they were definitely, there was a groundswell of growing fandom at that point. But I think we should have it. Let's have another one. Do my best to win. Well, that is the Racing Rats, and it's of course harking to the issues of life in the rat race.
The first song was Smokers Outside the Hospital Door, and this is the Racing Rats.
The reality here is, Shane, the song titles sound darker than the album feels, if you know what I mean.
Now, what genre are they?
Well, there's indie rock. We'll put them in there. Interestingly, their first album was very much was described as having angular, insular, at times claustrophobic guitar riffs, whereas with An End Has a Start, this album that we're dealing with today, they have found their stadium sound. So indie rock can cover a multitude of pretty much anything that is music played with guitars and drums. But what I will say is, as I said, I was drawn to this album, and the first thing that really strikes me is the voice. Tom Smith, which is as English and as nondescript name in some ways as you could possibly imagine, has this wonderful baritone voice, and he has really great range too, and I was arrested by the voice primarily. I love the way, and this is a really good example of that they build, the songs tend to start slowly and they build to crescendo, and this was a big hit for them.
Now, I did say I was a philistine when it comes to music. When you say stadium sound, do you mean that they sound better in person than through your headphones?
I think it I think it means that there's a certain type of progression in a musical artist where they go from playing music, say in a garage or a small pub or and that, where they finally actually start building success and their sound actually has to adapt mm-hmm. to a larger space. And when they played at Oxygen, I think you're right, it would have been 2006, 5, 6, yeah. something like that.
Back when people had money, yeah.
Well, exactly, and could afford to go to festivals. but they started developing a new sound. And interestingly, this album was recorded. They are nice young men from Brigham, but in a minute, we'll talk about how they were actually recorded this one in Ireland. Your face in my hands is everything. There it is, that is Bones.
Now, I think I've heard of that song before.
Well, it was released as a single. And can we just mention a lyric for a second? In the end, all you can hope for is the love you found to equal the pain you've gone through.
Okay.
That's a nice lyric.
Yeah.
And as I said, I don't want to sound like I'm in any way mocking Tom and these rather nice young men from the Midlands of England. Like, they are very accomplished musicians and they are incredibly talented people. And I do rate this album for its songwriting particularly.
Did you say this song was done in Ireland?
Yes, indeed. In County Westmeath, in a place called Grouse Lodge Studios.
Michael Jackson lived there for a while.
Well done you. Yes, he did. Michael Jackson was there. The studio has an association with the Irish Rock and Roll Museum because it's the same company.
Okay.
The studio in Dublin, Sun Studios, and Grouse Lodge is its country seat. But it was also produced by an Irish producer called Jackknife Lee, who has worked, I don't mind telling you, it's so funny, sometimes we talk about the very famous Irish musicians and the people who are front and centre. Jackknife Lee has produced everyone from Busta Rhymes to U2 to Neil Diamond to Taylor Swift. He's worked with everybody and he produced this album and he was looking for a very specific sound. So when we talk about that sort of bringing their music to the next level of live performance, I think Jackknife Lee, great Irish producer,
okay.
Garrett, I believe is his real name.
Well, we're talking Editors. I want to get more music in. So let's hear our next hit from Editors.
There it is, The Weight of the World. And I mean, I advise people to get this album or download it or listen to it on car journeys because it will take you through all these wonderful different... There's fast ones and there's these lovely melodic interludes. It's so funny when you look things up about songs. One of the things it says here, musical structure of this song, a slow building catharsis.
Okay.
I'm
not sure I'd love that in the car now, to be honest.
Oh, it's gorgeous. You have to take the album as a whole.
Okay, maybe on a nice long drive.
Yeah, so this is the bit where you've just passed the three exits for Nace.
Now, Editors have been going over 20 years. Are they still relevant and do they inspire anyone else?
No, absolutely. They were actually in a very successful media poll recently in the UK. They were voted the second most influential band in the last decade, other than Arctic Monkeys.
Okay.
So in terms of they have released 7 studio albums. We're talking about the second one today. And one of the reasons, this album had lived in my subconscious somewhere for, as I said, about 15 years. And I noticed within the last couple of weeks, they've announced an Irish gig. So it's always good to bring these bands back into the consciousness. But you can actually see them next year, 28th of February, I think it is, in Vicar Street next year. And obviously, it's a small venue. I think there are still tickets. They're also playing in Belfast if you fancy a trip up the north. But I just think that this album is just one of the great gems of the last 20 years or so. And I say that like, you know, it's not undiscovered or unknown, but if you may have listened to it 10 years ago or 15 years ago, get it back on. It's worth another listen. And I chosen the final song, which is the title track.
Okay.
Of the song. It's called An End Has a Start. And if the last one wasn't to your liking for the car journey, I think this one has a bit more pickup for you, Shane.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Someone hit the line. There's more here to be seen. When you caught my eye, I saw every...
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.